Hello there, and welcome back to yet another episode of No Lupus. For those who have just joined us, my name is More, and I shall be taking you on this journey to seeing lupus in a completely different light. So let's start by asking the obvious question. What is lupus? If you look it up on the internet, it will tell you that lupus is a systematic autoimmune disease that occurs when your body's immune system attacks your own organs and tissues. Inflammation caused by lupus can affect many different body systems, including your joints, skin, kidneys, blood cells, brain, heart, and lungs. This all just sounds like medical jargon, so let's backtrack it a little bit and ask a different question. What is an autoimmune disease? In a nutshell, an autoimmune disease is a condition in which your immune system mistakenly attacks your body. The immune system normally guards against germs like bacteria and viruses. When it senses these foreign invaders, it sends out an army of fighter cells to attack them. Let's think of it in a different way. Think of it as two opposing armies. The germs will be one side and the body will be the other. Ordinarily on a battlefield, each army should receive orders to attack the opposing army. However, in the case of the autoimmune disease, this is not what happens. The orders come through and identify the home army as the enemy. This is what causes the immune system to end up attacking its own organs. So, in a nutshell, lupus occurs when the immune system attacks healthy tissues in your body. It is likely that lupus results from a combination of your genetics and your environment. It seems that people with an inherited predisposition for lupus may develop the disease when they come into contact with something in the environment that can trigger lupus. However, most cases of lupus are still unknown. Some of the triggers include sunlight, medication, and infections. Though, people who have drug-induced lupus usually get better when they stop the medication. Rarely, symptoms may persist even after the drug has been stopped. So basically, the diagnosis of lupus is not particularly easy. There is no single diagnostic test for lupus. The test you'll hear the most about is the anti-nuclear antibody, or the ANA. However, this is still not a specific test. In fact, a variety of laboratory tests are used to detect physical changes or conditions in your body that will occur with lupus. So using this, your physician may also request your current symptoms, your medical history, and the medical history of close family members. Basically your grandparents, parents, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and cousins, just to understand as to whether you have the predisposition to get lupus. Lab tests alone cannot give a definitive diagnosis of lupus because of the following limitations. 1. Test results that suggest lupus can be due to another illness, or even be seen in healthy people. 2. A test result may be positive one time, and negative another. And 3, different laboratories may produce different results. So it will be up to your physician and a rheumatologist to come to the final diagnosis of you having lupus. Though, as is often the case, symptoms present themselves gradually over time. The diagnosis may not be obvious. One thing we must always keep in the back of our heads is that no two cases of lupus are exactly the same. Some symptoms can come on suddenly, or they can develop slowly and gradually. Other people may have mild symptoms, yet another person will have very severe symptoms. Some of the symptoms of lupus are fatigue, fever, joint pain, stiffness and swelling of the joints, the classic butterfly-shaped rash that covers the cheeks and the bridge of the nose, skin lesions that worsen with sun exposure, your fingers would turn blue or white during cold periods or stressful periods, shortness of breath, chest pains, dry eyes, headaches, and brain fog. Another reason that it's so difficult to diagnose lupus is because it mimics other diseases. Your physician could be testing for one thing, yet it could pan out to being a completely different thing altogether. It's because of this that people believe that the name lupus means a disease that can shapeshift. However, as much as lupus does mean a wolf in Latin, the name comes from erosive lesions that are reminiscent of a wolf's bite. Once this is all said and done, and you've received a positive diagnosis for lupus, you end up diving into a completely different world of mixtures and cocktails of medication that will go on possibly for the rest of your life. People who have interacted with others who have lupus understand that the drugs come at an exorbitant price. In a previous episode, I had mentioned that some of the drugs go up to 10,000 shillings, which is an estimate of $100. And some patients who have kidney involvement as well end up having to undergo chemotherapy. And that in Kenya per session can amount to even up to $600. And yes, people with lupus do undergo chemotherapy. However, lupus is not cancer. Cancer, by definition, is a malignant growth or tumor resulting from an uncontrolled division of cells. Let's remember that lupus is an autoimmune disease whereby the white blood cells attack the organs. There are lupus patients who undergo very severe drug regimens, and some patients have to up to 72 to maybe even 100 different pills that they have to take a day. Sometimes this ends up creating a bit of a paradox for some of the patients, especially patients with a lower income. Sometimes a situation could arise whereby you either have to buy your medication or be able to put food on the table for your children. A lot of the time, you'll find patients finding a way to sacrifice to make sure that their children end up eating properly. This in itself puts their lives at risk. Though this is the reality of high-costing medication versus a lower-income household. As much as severity varies from person to person, research shows that lupus is a little bit more severe in men than it is in women, though more research is still being done into the matter. One fact, however, is very clear. Lupus is prevalent in women of African, Asian, and Latino descent. As you're treating lupus, one thing that is always said is you must hold hands with your doctor to make sure that you get the best treatment possible. That means that self-medication is not an option. Lupus is not, for example, a headache where you can just walk into your closest pharmacy and buy a painkiller or paracetamol for it. Because lupus varies from one person to the next, a doctor is going to have to create a medical regimen just for you. And because of different levels of severity, the doctor might even request that you don't use any medication for an extended period of time, just to see and understand how your body would respond. When it comes to what you should eat, should you have received a positive diagnosis for lupus, there's nothing special and nothing particular that you should do or not do. All you have to keep in mind is maintaining a healthy, balanced diet. Remember, at some point, you might be on quite a few medications. And some of these medications might have negative reactions, especially if you're taking them on an empty stomach. This makes it a little bit more complicated for the younger population with lupus. Although lupus affects people of all ages, it is mostly diagnosed between the ages of 15 and 45. Remember, a teenager has very different dietary needs compared to somebody who's, say, in their 40s. A teenager is still in the development stage of their life. I should point out that lupus does not get more severe with age. If anything, the symptoms often decline. But symptoms that you already had may grow more severe. This is simply because of the accumulation of damage over the years. So the question comes up, are there stages of lupus? Simply put, the answer is no. There are only four different types of lupus. There is systemic lupus, which is the most common form of lupus. There is a form of lupus that limits itself only to the skin. There is drug-induced lupus, and there is neonatal lupus, which is a rare form that affects infants of women who have lupus. As I always say, lupus is a tough journey, from the financial implications to what your body is going to be feeling at the end of the day. If you know somebody who has lupus, go out there and give them a little bit more encouragement. And if you're somebody who has lupus yourself, understand that you are an inspiration to a lot of people who are going through possibly the same thing. And with that, we come to the end of our episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch, our handles are still the same, at Lupus Kenya on Instagram, at Lupus _ Kenya on Twitter. And if you want to drop us a line, you can message us at info@lupuskenya.org. Have a lovely one.